in this section. I think Toim Grief and Mulat was the term they used in Creole.
Yeah.
Everybody was a Mulat, whether he was a Grief, Quadroon, or Oxroon, you understand?
I see. So a Creole was exactly that, a person of mixed...
No, a Creole is not a person of mixed blood.
I see.
The dictionary gives it, is that a Creole...
Spanish and French.
No, they were people that spoke Latin language. They could be more or less French in this section. That's what it was considered. Now, you had your Creole Negro. You understand?
Yeah. And your Creole white.
Yeah.
Yeah. Miss, I hate to say this, but it seems like everybody I talk to gives me a different definition.
No, well, tell me some of the others what they gave you.
Well, some people say to me that it was a person who was a mix between French and Spanish, and then other people tell me that a Creole was.
Well, it may have been true too that they were a mixture. They intermarried. You had Spanish that settled in this section.
Well, you
but
see,
they were generally French-speaking white people. We call them South Louisiana Creoles. Now, they may have had Spanish blood.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, in my case, they may have called me a South Louisiana Creole. You understand?
Yeah.
But my forebears were French Canadians, Germans, Spanish, and English. My grandmother, Lebeau, was half English. So you see, there's a general mixture.
Yeah, but now a Creole, would it be considered a race of people? It would not.
No, not a clearly defined race of people.
All right. So there were. You said there were black and white Creoles.
They spoke. Yeah, black Creoles. They spoke them as Negro. Creole Negroes. You understand?
Right. I see.
You get the point.
I'm beginning to get it a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you know what you do. You get your notebook and anything you want to answer, ask me. You put it down.
Okay. I know. I've been going on for a long and I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me this evening.
Well, no, I got plenty of time. I'm retired.
Yeah.
And
would you talk tomorrow? Would that be okay?
Tomorrow evening, I'm going to be at the AARP meeting from about 2 o'clock until about 5.
Okay. Could I come out? I could come. Would the morning be okay?
Well, the morning I usually work around.
Yeah.
But if you...
I could come out.
Where are you staying?
Well, I was staying in town at the hotel, the Morrell Courts.
Well, suppose that after the meeting tomorrow, and we have a session, say, tomorrow night.
Great. That'll be fine.
I'll come over there.
Okay, that'll be okay.
I'll come in here and get supper, you know, and things like that.
Yeah.
Say about 6:30.
If you want to have supper with me, I'll find there's a restaurant around here, isn't there? We could eat.
Oh, yes, that's plenty, but I usually never eat to those places.
You don't?
Okay. I usually... And what I want to say, I don't know how long you're going to be here.
Yeah.
But next week, next Tuesday.
Right.
The 13th. The Historical Society is going to have a program.
Yeah.
And they're going to show pictures, a part of it, pictures of the old homes of False River and Quinquapie Parish.
Oh, great. Well, you know,
and if you're around...
Oh, I'll be here. See, I have to work...
You can be my guest.
Great. That's wonderful. I have to work in St. Francisville and up in Wilkeson County in Mississippi, too.
Now, St. Francisville... is strictly Anglo-Saxon.
Mm.
Oh, that's Anglo-Saxon. Well, this side of the river was French.
Yeah.
Now there's a lot, the Creoles used to call, in this section, used to call the upper Pointe-Coupee, which is Anglo-Saxon,
yeah,
Paronho, meaning upper